Well, hello, and welcome to Muni for Your Money, the Reverse Mortgage Show. I'm Kathy Muni, your host. I'm a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf Mortgage. And I'm joined in the studio today by Bob Muni, who is also a senior loan officer and reverse mortgage specialist at Silverleaf. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. And today, you have two munis for your money.
That
I
is
love
the
saying
truth.
That.
It makes us laugh every time. So, Bob, we on this show, we always cover some of the basics. You know, who are the folks who could benefit from a reverse mortgage? And that's people where at least one borrower is 62 years of age or older, and it's a primary residence. So they're living there in the home for at least 6 months and one day a year. And, you know, I have folks, clients that have second homes, you know, in Arizona in the sun, that's where they are right now. And I've had people that have purchased second homes by using the reverse mortgage. Do you want to give us some more detail on who we're
talking? Well, just to clarify that, I just signed an application with a couple where he was 70 and she was 60. So just one of the borrowers has to be over 62 to make sure that people understand that clearly. And the qualifications are really quite simple. You have your age, you have to have enough equity, as you mentioned, and approximately, you know, somewhere just over 50% equity when you're younger, and it can be significantly less than that as you get older. You don't have to have a mortgage. And if you don't have a mortgage, that's fine too. So whether you have a mortgage or no mortgage, a reverse mortgage is available.
Right. And so it serves two different purposes in a way. If people have a mortgage, and a lot of folks, you know, who refinanced when they were still working, maybe they refinanced in their early 60s, but now they're in their 70s or their 80s or sometimes in their 90s. I have clients who are still paying on a mortgage. And it's just become a heavy burden because they're on a fixed income now. They're no longer working. A reverse mortgage can be the tool that can give them some financial freedom and stability, because using the reverse mortgage, they're paying off that current mortgage, putting the mortgage payment back in their budget every month, and giving them a little flex room on cash flow. Of course, they have to continue to pay their property taxes and insurance.
And, you know, that brings up something that people are often concerned with, is that sometimes life goes awry and you miss a bill here, you miss a bill there. You have occasion for medical issues and you've got some collections and you think, or maybe even missed some mortgage payments. And you think, you know, I just am not going to qualify, because you're thinking about what the rigors are for a regular traditional forward mortgage. And I just want to say that those are typically not issues for a reverse mortgage. So if you were thinking you could not qualify because of those things, I want to dispel that notion and say give Kathy a call, because we help folks all the time that have had dings to their credit. I just got a call from a friend who was talking to his friend who was in the initial stages of foreclosure and was just absolutely very concerned and torn up, because he said, I've got all this equity in my house and I don't want to lose it. And so his friend said, you know, you need to call Bob and see if a reverse mortgage would work for you. If, you know, and in just on the broad stroke, it doesn't matter if you are initiating with foreclosure. Oftentimes we can help. And no, you don't want to lose all of that equity that you've got in your house. Let us help you save it.
Absolutely. I have a client right now that I spoke with first about 2 weeks ago, and he's 87. He's been in his home for years and years and years, but due to medical things that have gone on, he wasn't able to make his mortgage payment for, I think, since October of last year. And so several months have gone gone by. And when we signed the loan documents to do a reverse mortgage the very next day, he called and said, come and get this letter from me. He had gotten a letter from the mortgage company saying they were going to begin foreclosure. So he and I made a phone call together to that mortgage company and said, no, you're going to be paid off. Hold off, you know, and everything's going well. So now here we are 3 weeks later, ready to close. What
and
a relief.
He's going to get rid of the mortgage payment, going to get right. that monkey off his back. And I wonder how much better he's going to sleep at night and enjoy his life.
That's right. And, you know, he'll be able to catch up the other things because there were a few other little accounts that were behind. But what a great thing for him. You're right. What peace of mind that he doesn't have to worry that he's getting calls from creditors and maybe they're going to take his house away and all of that. And so it was the right thing. You know, when you mentioned that the friend talked to a friend, I thought, you know, friends don't let friends miss out on an opportunity, right? So if you're listening
like
to this
that.
Show, if you're listening...
and you have a friend.
and you have a friend. Friends don't let friends miss out on an opportunity. And so give me a call. My name is Kathy Muni. I'm with Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. And you know, it's no pressure, no obligation, but you owe it to yourself, your family, your friend to tell them about it so they can get accurate information and know if this is a benefit or not.
It is. And we love helping folks or rescuing folks yeah. in terms of what we're talking about. But you know, you don't have to wait to be rescued
right.
to engage the benefits of a reverse mortgage, which are many. And I'm going to share a little bit of a story that's been, you know, pretty prominent in our office right now, where we have been talking to some folks who don't really have an emergency need. In fact, they owe nothing on their house, and they were looking at doing a reverse mortgage for the benefit of having a very substantial line of credit. And if you don't know out there, that the line of credit is different from a home equity line of credit, because in this case with a reverse mortgage, the line of credit grows.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use the line of credit from the reverse mortgage and it's just sitting there, it actually grows. Today's rate is somewhere in the low 5%. So if you've got a $200,000 or $300,000 line of credit, let's say $200,000, it's growing by $10,000 a year and more as the years go on. So every year you can access more. But let me get back to my story. This couple have had second thoughts, and the second thoughts revolve around the fact that they are concerned with what happens if one of them goes into a nursing home, one of them dies, and the other wants to, you know, not stay there anymore. And so we've been having discussions around the facts of what does that look like? What are the pros? What are the cons of having a reverse mortgage in place to deal with future needs and emergencies, medical issues, and the like? And so if it's okay with you, why don't we explore some of those pros and cons, and we just kind of, you know, listen in on the conversations that we're having with this couple.
I think that would be great, because I think in the case of this particular couple, one of them has some health issues. And so it's a very real thought that particular spouse might end up in a nursing home. But then where does the money come from to really pay for that? And pay for it well.
Exactly. So the kinds of discussions that we've been having is, if you don't do the reverse mortgage and this critical time comes and you need money and you've got your regular retirement accounts, your 401k, your IRAs and your investment accounts, and you have a sudden need for tens of thousands of dollars, you only have one choice. The retirement accounts, liquidate
right.
them. And or you have to do something with your house to access the money that's in your house, because it's not liquid until you can access it.
Until you sell.
And sell it. And if you have a reverse mortgage, you've got access to that money right away. So what does that look like? You've got this emergency situation. You have all of a sudden one of the spouses that maybe is needing to go into a nursing home, and they need, most of the nursing homes are somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 a month. And I believe they need some money up front. So if you need the money up front, and you have a reverse mortgage, you've got the immediate access to that, and you don't have to be concerned. You don't have to worry. You don't have to sweat. And one of the other things is, well, wouldn't it be easier to sell the house without the mortgage? And said, no, people sell houses with mortgages all the time. You just pay back the loan and you walk away with the rest. But in the meantime, if you don't have access to the money and you need to sell the house, A, the remaining spouse is already stressed because of the medical issues. Do you want to add the stress of having this to sell your house because you're desperate for money and calling a realtor in? It's, I've got to get this house sold and closed in 30 to 60 days. Guess what the realtor is going to tell you? Well, we've got to discount the house to make sure it happens that quickly.
Right. And then you have a spouse under pressure because the sick spouse is needing this money immediately to get into the nursing home, and you've got to sell. And, you know, it's not just selling the house. It's packing everything up and moving. And where are you going to move? It's like the perfect storm. It's not a happy situation. But with the reverse mortgage, money is available. The healthy spouse can remain in the home, and things can be a lot smoother in that transition period.
And if you are in a situation where you have $200,000-$300,000 in your line of credit, all of a sudden you have breathing room, you've got margin, you've got all kinds of time in which to do things, because you're not faced with the urgency of, I've got to do it now, I've got to sell my house, or I've got to pull money out of this account, and right. It's a horrible time, and it's going to drain it, and it's going to affect how much money I get every month. You right. can avoid all of that.
And the money from the reverse mortgage is not taxable by the government. So folks who are going to pull money out of an IRA or 401k, they're paying taxes, but the proceeds from the reverse mortgage are not taxable. So that's an advantage.
And the other thing is, too, if they're concerned with the fact that we want to be able to move to a house that's more manageable if one of them is gone. Well, with the reverse mortgage, the funds that you get, you could buy another house.
Right.
And in this case, the funds that they're going to get are substantial enough to where they could literally buy their next house right now and not have a payment on either house.
And possibly rent out one or the other. Well, not
they
the one that
rent
the reverse
out,
mortgage
exactly,
is on,
and they
the
get
new
money
one.
In. So
right.
the amount of options that the reverse mortgage presents are myriad. And not only that, but if the overall goal financially to end up with the most wealth at the end or not. And so if you include your home wealth into the equation, in most all instances, when you get to the end, you're going to have overall more money in your retirement accounts, in your line of credit, in the equity in your home, because yes, you still have equity in your home most of the time, almost all the time, even after 10, 20 years of staying in your home, selling it, paying the reverse mortgage off. If it's you or your heir selling, you're going to walk away with a nice check at closing.
You know, and that brings us to a couple of myths. People think that if they do a reverse mortgage, the bank owns their home, but that is not true. It's never true. The only people on the title are the homeowners, not the bank. I've also had people believe and say to me, well, if I do a reverse mortgage, when I pass away, the bank takes the equity. Not true. Not true. We encourage everyone to will the property to their heirs. And then the heirs decide what they always decide. Will they sell the home or will they keep it? If they sell, they pay off the reverse mortgage and they keep the rest of the equity. If they want to keep the home, then they would refinance either the loan balance or 95% of the appraised value, whichever is less. They refinance that into their own names, and on they go. And whatever equity is in the home becomes theirs. So it's a win-win situation. It's a non-recourse government-insured loan, meaning you never can be upside down. You never owe more than the home is worth. And the heirs are protected. They don't inherit any debt.
No. And here's a really, really, really big word financially.
What?
Guaranteed.
Ah, that is a big word.
Guaranteed. The thing about the reverse mortgage and the line of credit is that the money is guaranteed to be there.
And to grow.
And to grow. So you go to your financial advisor and say, I want a product that is guaranteed to be there. It doesn't, you know, regardless of what happens to the stock market, the bond market, the real estate market, any other kind of market that's out there. I want my money guaranteed, and I want it to grow. And the only way that it becomes less is if I take it out. And so what is the financial advisor going to say? He's going to stammer, he's going to stutter and say, well, I really don't know of many out there that are like that. Well, I can tell you the reverse mortgage line of credit is that product. It's guaranteed to be there. It's guaranteed to grow, and it doesn't matter what happens to any other markets.
Right. It doesn't even matter what happens to the housing market if we have another sort of a housing dip or crash or whatever.
There's a financial planner nationally known, Don Graves, who calls a reverse mortgage line of credit equity insurance. It ensures that your equity that you've got now is always there, or at least that portion in the line of credit.
Yeah, that's a good name for it. Give me a call if any of this is piquing your interest. You think, well, I'd just like to know how this might work for me. It's no pressure, no obligation. Give me a call, Kathy Muni at Silverleaf Mortgage. My number is 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. That's my direct line. I will be the one who picks up, and if it's busy, leave a message. It just means I'm on the phone with somebody else, and I'll call you right back.
You know, we haven't even talked about the fact that the money that you can access from the reverse mortgage, whether it's in the line of credit or you can set it up this way initially, you can have monthly payments.
Oh, that's right.
You can have monthly payments. So if somebody monthly income stream, that
right.
You don't make payments. No, just seeing if you were awake. But the fact is that you can convert the wealth that's in your home, because it is your wealth. It's your money. You've invested it in your home. If you've invested money in the stock market, you have no compunction about withdrawing it because you put it in there.
Right.
It's the same with your house. It's your wealth. You've invested your money in your house, and now it's time for the house to return that investment in ways that it benefits you. You can benefit with the line of credit. You can benefit with monthly payment. You can start out with a line of credit, and you can convert it to a monthly payment.
You mean monthly income stream.
Monthly income stream.
That's
where do
right.
I've been paying on mortgages for so long that that's all I've got in my head.
Right. Well, in this case, the house is paying the folks. So I have
a client. You receive the monthly payment. There you go. I'm going to redeem that.
I have a client right now, 83, up in Brighton, precious lady. And we are going to be able to pay off her mortgage. She's going to pull $30,000 out at closing because she has some plans. And with the rest of the equity, she's going to receive about $1,000 a month in increased income for her for the rest of her life. So she's saying to me, so how long are they going to pay me $1,000 a month? It's the rest of her life as long as she lives in the home. So as long as that's her primary residence, there's no end to it. She could live to be 102 and they're still going to pay $1,000 a month.
I'll top that story. We just closed a loan for a lady at the end of November where she got $50,000 in her bank account. And she's receiving about $2,600 a month income. And we set up what's called a LISA, a life expectancy set aside to pay her taxes and insurance. So she has no payments going out, not even the taxes and insurance, because she had more than enough equity to provide her $50,000 in her bank, set up a reserve or an escrow account to pay her taxes and insurance, and provide her with about $2,600 a month.
It's amazing. You know, these loans absolutely change people's lives. And it's why I encourage everyone to look into it. It's phenomenal how people's lifestyle can change and how the stress level can go down. And I've worked with people that do not have a mortgage on their home, and still their house rich and cash poor. And they're just having trouble making ends meet. You know, as life goes on, as you said, there are things that can happen. And unexpected, and many times it's a health thing, or it's a prescription thing, or it's, you know, related to those areas. And it drains the money. It drains the money that's the folks who are on a fixed income. Just very difficult. And so rather than, I love to tell the story about the fellow that told me, I just want to be able to go to the ball game and have a beer and enjoy a hot dog. You know, he hadn't been able to do anything like that for many years because he was so pinched for cash. It was such a difficult, stressful, you know, older, moved on a little bit in retirement, not the beginning of his retirement, but, you know, maybe the middle-ish towards the end of his retirement. And he wasn't enjoying life, bless his heart, you know. And so this was a way he didn't want to reach out to his kids. He didn't want to ask his kids to help pay his bills. He'd have been an independent man all his life, and he was going to maintain that independence, by golly. So doing the reverse mortgage allowed him to do that. It gave him the finances, the resources that he needed to be able to enjoy his golden years.
You know, sometimes you hear, and I hear, you know, fairly regularly, and it's legitimate that people are concerned with what they're going to leave their heirs. And so they're concerned about their children. We love talking to families and bringing people in on this discussion. In your experience, what is the response or the feedback that the kids give?
Well, the kids, I even have kids call me and say, I'm interested in my parents learning about this. Of course, kids are in their 50s, 60s, 70s, right? But when the parent considers it and they bring their kids in, oftentimes the reaction is when the children learn the details, they're like, well, of course, Mom, if you can have a better life here in retirement, if this would be something where you're not as stressed and you have a little extra cash on hand to do what you want, they're all in favor of it. The only times I've ever had kids that say, oh no, is because they don't know. They don't understand the program. And I've had parents say to me, my kids don't understand this program. Can you talk to them? Which, of course, yes. We want to do that.
So you've never had the kids say, we want Mom and Dad to suffer financially because we want the house?
You know, I never have. I've never run into kids like that. I've only run into kids that say, we want Mom and Dad to be comfortable and happy and enjoy their latter years.
I know for a fact, because I've talked to them, that parents think that.
They sometimes do think
their
kids.
They think that. They think their kids want them to suffer and to scrimp and to save because the kids want the house. If you're out there and you are having a tough time making ends meet and you've got all of this wealth in your house and you're sitting there thinking, I want my kids to have the house. I think that my kids want the house, and I don't even want to think about this. Change your mind. Give Kathy a call because it can change your life, and I will virtually guarantee you that your kids will be happy for you to do so.
They will when they understand how it works. When they understand how it works. It's amazing the change that it can make in people's lives. And so it's worth finding out the information. Give me a call, Kathy Muni, at 720-458-4041. That's 720-458-4041. 40-41. You know, I've had clients that have pulled money out of the reverse mortgage to help family members, and they've had such joy and pleasure in watching that happen, giving money towards the down payment on a house or paying off student loans. My goodness, there's so much student
funds for grandkids.
College funds for grandkids. There's so much student loan debt out there these days that to be able to see that they've helped a grandchild or a great-grandchild in this way is very powerful and very wonderful to experience that while you're living, right? Instead of knowing once you're gone, that's going to happen. I also work with clients who don't have heirs. And so a reverse mortgage makes really good sense for a person who doesn't have heirs. And there are folks out there. It would make sense that if you've paid into this asset of your home for years and years and years, that you might get some benefit from it by pulling some money out and being able to do whatever it is you'd like to do.
No, I just wanted to say that I serve on the board for the financial services professionals, which are insurance agents, financial planners, and the like, who are involved in these kinds of things every day. So I love talking with those kinds of folks. And so if you have a concern about your financial planner or your financial advisor and you want somebody to talk to, you can call Kathy and we'll arrange the opportunity to speak with them because I can talk their language.
That's great, Bob. And, you know, I do, I've had clients, as I know you have, who have said, well, send me the information. I'm going to run it by my financial planner. And what happens is the financial planner looks at it and goes, yeah, this makes perfect sense. So I've talked to financial planners and attorneys and of course, lots of kids. But one thing is that I think people need to be aware of is, you know, if your neighbor tells you, I don't know about that reverse mortgage, maybe you should look into it and get the real scoop, because the neighbor may not know what they're talking about. They may not have, they're going on some old information. The government has changed this program and improved it continually over the years. So what was happening 20 years ago is totally different than what is happening now. You owe it to yourself to know your options. Give me a call. No pressure, no obligation. Have a wonderful week and God bless.